live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231 tonight. Joining you, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Totally free. Freetalklive.com. All right, so there's a lot to talk about here. In fact, a lot in the news. But first, we're going to tell you about what you won't be seeing in the news. Now, there's a lot going on with the G20 protests. Apparently, the cops have been tear gassing and using sound rays on people. Very nasty stuff. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to cover some of that. But we're going to cover the story that we actually experienced today. And when I say we, I mean Dale, you and I. Because Mark decided to not attend. And we'll get into why here in a few moments. But what happened today, Dale? Summarize briefly, and we'll get into some of the details.
A lot of people showed up at the Central Square in Keene, and a fair number of them partook of some marijuana.
Cannabis, yes.
Yes, and quite a lot of people were there. You know, some were holding signs. It was a very festive atmosphere. There were a couple of reporters there.
Yep.
Some of our own and some from other sources. And it was a really impressive turnout, and I think
I was blown away.
You know, and there was several people there were just, it was way more than they expected.
So what had happened earlier this week was some of the activists here in Keene, and there are probably just a couple dozen maybe activists here in the Keene area. Some of those guys started going down to the Central Square, which is right in the middle of town. It's very scenic, very pretty park, and they were token up. They were getting high in Central Square on a daily basis, and it just kind of started growing. People were talking to other people, and word got out, and it went from, I think, 7 people to 14 people, and then yesterday, I believe it hit 27 people, all just enjoying themselves out, afternoon out in the park, 4:20, celebrating their, you know, just freedom, I guess, what level of freedom they have. Celebrating.
And in quite possibly the most public place in Keene.
Yes.
Where you see police cars circling somewhat fairly often, I would say.
It's the heart of Keene. Central Square is the heart of downtown Keene.
And so it's quite a place to pick.
Yep. So it started getting bigger and bigger. And so at the point at which they hit 27 people, which was yesterday, they then announced the event. So I didn't even know it was going on until yesterday afternoon when I heard the Pork 411 call, which is this little system that we have for the activists, can call a phone number and have their phone message just distributed out to hundreds of people. When I first heard that message, I was blown away because, I mean, I consider myself kind of in the loop here, and I guess I wasn't in the loop for this at all. So it was great news, and they decided to announce the one that was going to happen today. So again, they've been happening every day at 4:20 in the afternoon, just a 4:20 celebration of marijuana or cannabis consumption in public. And so they announced it publicly. We put it up on the blog at freekeen.com, announcing it there. So it went out to Pork 411. It was announced on the Free Keene blog, and the word of mouth is what really brought people out this afternoon, from what I understood of, from talking to people. Nearly 100 people. At one time, someone counted 80 people.
Just at one time.
At one
just
time.
As far as, like, but people were coming and going.
Yes.
So
constantly. Coming.
Probably more than that.
People were constantly coming in from 4:20 to about 5-ish, you know, getting close to 5. There was just a constant flow of people, young people, coming in here. And it was my understanding that a lot of them were townies. And, of course, that's somebody who lives in a college town and actually was born and raised, typically, or lives in the college town but doesn't go to the college. So these were very young people who were high school age, early 20s, that were out for this. And it was just absolutely wonderful.
That's what appealed to me about it was I definitely saw people I knew that I expected to be there who
were activists. Sure.
But I saw a lot of people I'd never seen before. And they were, like you said, they were locals.
The majority of them.
What I really like about the movement that's happening here is that it's inspiring locals to get involved as well. And, you know, it might have gotten started by some people who moved here from elsewhere for more freedom, but it's definitely taking hold with a lot of people here. And I like that because it really has a sense of it's not an outsider movement. It's a local movement.
I was blown away the fact that like you say, sure, the activists were there, but they were outnumbered by the, for lack of a better term, regular Keniacs, the non-liberty activist types. I guess you could call them activists for coming out to this particular event, but the core group of activists that's involved in more than just marijuana decrim, they were far outnumbered. I would say maybe at most a third were liberty activists today.
Maybe.
I would say at most.
At most, yeah.
Right. So throughout this group of very, very, mostly very young people, the liberty activists were kind of spread out, and there were lots of conversations going on. I wasn't privy to most of them. Sam was there from obscuretruth.com. There was certainly plenty of video that was taken, so that's going to start popping up over time as people have the chance. You had your camera out. You were shooting some quickie shots. And
got a lot of still shots. Got some video clips.
Would you post some of those if you've got some good clips?
I will, actually. I will post, I'm probably going to do, I'll post them on my Anarchy in Your Head video on YouTube channel, and then I'll put that on Free Keen. And there were also some conversations with police. I didn't hear a lot of that. It was kind of noisy out there with all those people, obviously.
Well, that's because the cops actually didn't even enter the park.
They stayed on the edges of the park.
Right.
They just kind of had a presence without actually interfering, which was very interesting.
No arrests were made. So.
And there was smoking going on. If they had gone to any effort to look, they would have caught people, and they just didn't go to the effort.
No, they didn't even step into the park.
Well, there would have been a certain amount of a police investigation going on. There's two guys there. How in the world could they figure out who's smoking, who's not smoking, what they're smoking? Because the fact that they're smoking something that looks like a joint doesn't, in fact, mean that the person that's smoking that...
There may have been some jokers there with some fake cigarettes. I don't know.
There were definitely some people that are smoking other than... And some people did both.
Yes, I did smell some alternative...
I know there's some people who maybe had a joint and then when they were done with that pulled out a hand rolled cigarette, which was just tobacco. So
one of the things I want to point out about this, and there's a few other things to cover, including the police and what their response was, some of the radio traffic. I've got some summaries of what they said. It was kind of interesting. But what I found, I was shocked. I didn't think that it would be like this. And it shocked in a very positive way. I thought it was going to have to be the hardcore activists coming out to engage in a mass smokeout. I knew that there was going to be a mass smokeout at some point, some sort of publicly announced in advance mass marijuana consumption event. I figured that was going to happen. I thought it might have been a little bit further down the line, maybe after the Motorhome Diaries guys got here, and that might have stirred things up a little extra. But, man... My expectations were just shocked in a very positive way today, because normally when you think of the marijuana smokers out there and them getting active, there's just not a lot of evidence that they do. Just at least from my understanding of my interactions with them over time in my activist career, getting a marijuana consumer to actually get active on behalf of just decriminalization, just that one issue, is not an easy thing to do. It really isn't.
You would think it would be, but it's not.
Getting college kids,
I think,
for instance,
it takes, there's certainly people who are passionate about that one issue, and I think what is making that possible is people who do care about liberty on a deeper level, and it's not just they're not just one-issue wonders, and caring about liberty on a deeper level and being willing to actually take a risk and do activism, I think it takes loving liberty
leading
in
the way.
A broader way.
You're saying the liberty activists are leading the way for the people that are just kind of on the periphery, that just the marijuana consumers?
I think so, but I also think that it's coming. A time is coming when people are. Not just liberty activists. I often think that the liberty activism that's happening right now is a symptom of an awakening that's happening all across the board in America, especially, but where people I think are becoming aware of the tyranny of the state in a broader sense. And so I think that a lot of people who may have just been one issue wonders and understand that the drug war is actually a huge intrusion into privacy and a huge intrusion into liberty and doing so much more damage than just, I can't smoke a joint when I'd like to. It's so much deeper than that.
Sure. What I would say is most of the people there today were not one-issue wonders. You're talking about activists. The people that were there today were just marijuana consumers that had come out, and that's what I was shocked by, the fact that these people who otherwise would have just been consuming marijuana in the privacy of their homes or with their friends or away from any sort of video cameras came out and they enjoyed themselves, and they were very courageous and heroic for coming out and doing this today. They were the supermajority of the, you know, the significant majority of the people there today. It was amazing. There's more to tell. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Were you there today? What was your experience? This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And Free Talk Live, FreeTalkLive.com features including the shrine of female listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. That shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot yet? Well, you should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. All for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and your free gun. That's frontsight.com. So this afternoon at 4:20 in Keene's Central Square here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, the place where we produce this radio program, the place which I'm calling New Hampshire's Liberty Activist Destination, because I think it really is something that people are seriously looking at, people that are that consider themselves lovers of liberty, that are willing to take action. A lot of them are looking at Keene. A lot of them are looking at Manchester as well, to be fair, but I figure we might as well claim that that title. While, why not? So freekeene.com is, of course, a place to go to learn more about some of the activism happening here, and that's where some of the video footage will be posted from today, maybe some audio. I think we might get some the audio posted of what the police said over their radio system, because it's one of the things that we offer at Freekeene is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week stream of the police radio traffic. And it's also being recorded 24 hours a day as well. So anything that goes out, we get it. And so it just kind of adds an interesting extra dimension to the regular level of coverage that any sort of activism will get here.
Every now and then you get some really choice little tidbits
yes.
of sound, too.
And I'll share some of those. I don't actually have the audio, but I'll share some of the summaries here in a moment. It was amazing. It was a 420 celebration where about 100 people came out over a period of maybe 45 minutes. And there was cannabis smoking going on. The police stayed to the edge of the park. They didn't even set foot in the park. They just stayed to the outside and kind of conversed with people as they approached them to talk to them. There was not a single arrest. And when I'd gotten there, kind of a neat little story. When I'd gotten and pulled my car up and I was putting some money in the meter and I walked down toward the circle, as I was walking away from the car, I heard some guys, because the traffic is just awful through the circle, so a lot of people just sit and wait as they're trying to get in. So I heard some of the guys talking in one of the cars that was driving down the street, and I heard them talking about what was going on in the circle. So obviously they'd already gotten word, because they hadn't gotten close enough to see it yet. And they mentioned something about Freekeene. I turned over and looked, and they held up one of our flyers, one of the Freekeene flyers. Now, they just happened to have that in their car with them? Because nobody was handing them out at the event. They hadn't been to the event yet. So these young people that were just in Keene, driving through, happened to have one of our Freekeene warning flyers.
We're really making our mark here, I'm telling you.
These ideas have to be getting out there, and in a way that we just don't even realize right now. It's amazing. So I get there, and there's probably a good 60 people there. Throughout the entire time, people are coming in from all over the place, and mostly young people. It was just a wonderful, positive event. But what was even more positive than the event itself was what happened during it. And I think this was the most awesome part. Because if you go to the Union Leaders website, it's one of the New Hampshire newspapers, probably the biggest one in New Hampshire. They did an article about the Keene marijuana decriminalization thing, because the city council about a week ago was considering a decrim measure, or considering encouraging decrim, something like that. I think they wanted to actually do some level of fine reduction for marijuana possession.
What I just read recently about it sounds like they wanted to come out for decriminalizing marijuana, even though it would not have any teeth, so to speak, because under their jurisdiction.
That's not it.
No?
What it was there was two things. One of them was for medical marijuana, where they could make just a suggestion to the representatives, the so-called representatives in the state house. That's what you're talking about there. The other one was an actual decrim measure for the city of Keene to reduce the fine or something like that. They hadn't actually crafted what the details were.
Yeah, my understanding was to make the first time offense just a fine, and then that way somebody who made a mistake.
That was the suggestion, but the details hadn't been crafted yet.
Absolutely
so
true.
There's nothing that's officially on the table, but they could actually do some level of decrim within the city of Keene. So that's what that was about. So that happened, and so the union leader had written an article about it that had mentioned the marijuana smoking that had gone on earlier this week. Well, if you go to that article, and it's linked to at freekeene.com, and you read the comments, they're pretty depressing. I mean, if you read through these comments, they're kind of the typical attack the marijuana smokers comments, call them stupid, you're rotting your brain cells, bunch of losers, why don't you get a job? You know, just the usual cliches that you can expect people to trot out, the usual misinformed nonsense when it comes to certain people's opinions of what a marijuana smoker is. And look, I understand why people have these they believe this misinformation. It's out there in popular culture. What marijuana smoking movie shows marijuana smokers or cannabis users to be really brilliant individuals, right? It's usually kind of in pop culture that cannabis users are a bunch of dullards, they're a bunch of idiots, and a bunch of losers,
well,
right?
Understood. If you, if you take a look at the demographics of pot smoking, generally you'll find younger people, not older people. And, that's going to be kind of it's an easy way to write them off. If you took the numbers, you'd find that, that they would be younger people. And younger people, it seems to me, don't have quite as much motivation as, say, people with families or things like that. They don't have the reasons
for motivation.
Well, it's
also because a lot of those movies are comedies, and what's funny, sure. Yeah, I do too. I mean, but you're right. That's the image people have because that's where they've seen it, and they don't know people personally.
But the thing that they need to look at, the people making these comments, is these people that you're talking about are your sons, your daughters,
yes.
your friends of your sons and daughters, people, the sons and daughters of your friends, people that you, believe it or not, have in your lives.
And now, might respect.
I'll grant you that the police don't manage to round them up all the time on a regular basis, but one good arrest of something like this can prevent them from getting that good job that they wanted to get. And it's not, there's no point in it.
Respectable marijuana smokers, and when I say respectable, I mean the people driving the upper crust cars and wearing a business suit, the respectable types,
they're not going to come out to this event.
Well, some of them were standing around the circle, not in the park, but kind of around by the businesses that are on the periphery. They were standing and watching. And you know that some of those people are marijuana consumers. But exactly, they're not going to come out because they feel like there may be too many consequences at their job, or there may be too many consequences in the future if they were to be seen doing that. So, yes, the majority of people here were high school age, young, maybe early 20s, but that were participating today. And I don't know if anybody was wearing a business suit, but obviously, it would be ideal to have all of the people, or at least a representation of the actual marijuana-consuming community out there.
Right.
But where I wanted to go with that was, if you look at the comments on that union leader story, you see all the typical crap that people like to talk about cannabis consumers, because there are so many closeted, respectable consumers out there. Look at those comments, and then what I want to tell you about is what amazing thing happened at this particular event. It was completely unplanned, and it was just the icing on the cake, and it's a total F you to all those people that are talking trash about cannabis users being shiftless losers. I'll explain what it was here in a few moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including live streams. We have a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And we're in talks about expanding our listening options in the future. We'll tell you more about that as time goes on here. And we'll get back to the marijuana protest slash, I guess it wasn't really even a protest. There were some signs, demonstration slash celebration, 420 celebration here, attended by nearly 100 people in beautiful little Keene, New Hampshire, our little corner of New Hampshire. It was amazing. We'll get back to that shortly because I do want to tell you about what the icing on the cake was. But let's talk first to Aleko in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Aleko. Hi, friends.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
That 420 thing sounds pretty fun.
Yes, it was, and it's going to happen tomorrow, apparently.
That's very cool.
I'm sorry, I just want to interject. We were talking before the show, Dale and I, about whether anything like this has happened before, and I said, well, yeah, there have been smokeouts that have happened on college campuses and things, but have they happened every single day of the week? That's what's happening here. It's amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I called about independent film, but I was hoping I could do a quick rebuttal real fast.
Sure.
I called a couple days and I told you guys that I like calling myself an anarchist because it gets attention, and you, Ian, thought that was kind of a macho type thing to say, and I don't know if you remember, but
yeah, I called it a libertarian macho flash. So one of the terms I picked up from the Advocates for Self-Government.
Yeah, that's exactly what you called it, and I just want to say I didn't mean it. I don't really do it like that. I didn't mean it like that. By the attention I get,
I don't think it matters how you intend it.
Like, you could say, I'm an anarchist. You could say it in the nicest way you want to say it. You're still saying something to the effect of, into this person's mind, something just shy of, I sacrifice children.
That's my point. And it's actually, it's what I would say after I tell people I'm an anarchist that's important is I tell people I'm an anarchist for whatever, the shock value, for them to start listening to me. And then the next thing I always say is I'm a peaceful anarchist. And that takes away a lot of their preconceived notions.
And I think it's because I
try voluntarist and nobody knows what I'm talking about. And they think that means I want people to voluntarily give.
Yeah, it's not perfect.
I've heard that too. The volunteering. I would rather people think that I want people to volunteer to do things than
destroy storefront windows or something like that.
And this peaceful anarchist thing, I've just got to say, I don't like the term anarcho-capitalist twice. I do kind of like the term capitalist for the same reason you like the term anarchist. I have a little attachment to it, but, the term anarchist turns people off. Even if you say you're a peaceful one, all that means to them is, well, you're the people on the sidelines supporting the violent ones.
I
can see what you mean, but I've had some success with it. I think whatever works for you, man. Yeah, but anyway, the reason I'm calling is because Dale.
Well, hold on a second. Dale wanted to jump in on this. Go ahead.
Oh, sure.
Well, I will try to keep it brief because I said it before a while back, but if you start from anarchists, you have to convince them that that word is not as scary and powerful as it sounds. And if you start from voluntarists, you have to convince them in the other direction that word actually entails a lot more than what it sounds like. Because it sounds like, okay, I support people doing volunteer work or something like that. So either way, you have to get them back to the middle, which is actually a very reasonable position. It's just that for most people, though, they don't get either word.
Right, but I think they get anarchists more than voluntarists. Like, you say anarchist, they know you're against government, but they also think you're like a crazy bomb person. But you know, so when you add peaceful to it, I think well, at least for me, it's a way to.
Yeah, I think it certainly helps express that you're not one of the dangerous folks, and I think there's some value there. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to talk real quickly about independent film, because last week when Dale was on, you guys were talking about some movie you guys made.
Yeah, there was it was actually Jason Osborne, the guy behind SACL CAI, one of our main sponsors on the program, his Think Twice News. They are now producing a fictional film.
Yeah, that's cool. And I work in the film industry here in Albuquerque, and I'm also an independent filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And you were wondering how independent film gets marketed. And I think I may be able to help you out a little bit with that.
Okay.
And the hard part about making independent film is actually making it, is actually funding it and getting it done and shooting it and everything. The easy part is the marketing part, because that's when you just shoot it off to film festivals. And it's something that's easier than you think. It costs a little bit of money, probably anywhere from $50 to $200 per entry.
Mm-hmm.
But there's film festivals going on all over the country, all over the world actually, and they take submissions online and in the mail and everything. And it's a lot of, and when you get into them, it's a lot of fun to like go track your movie down and see what the audience is. And that's the best way to try to get a movie sold, is just have it seen, as much as you can.
So eventually some producers' eyeballs or some sort of distribution company's eyeballs will come across it, and hopefully they'll see it and they'll like it, get in touch with you, and bada boom, bada bing, huh?
Yeah, sort of. And the challenging thing is even if it's a good movie that's popular, it doesn't mean it's going to get sold. That's why a lot of independent films try to get name actors in it. I'll just throw it like Juno or Napoleon Dynamite or something like that. Those movies. You know, they get made independently. They're self-funded, or they find funding from somewhere. And the fact that there's main actors in it and it could be sold to an audience attracts things like, you know, Warner Brothers or whoever's going to distribute it for you.
Neat.
Yeah, and there's also things like the Independent Film Channel that plays a lot of independent stuff that never gets released, which is a really cool channel.
Thanks for the heads up on that. I certainly appreciate it.
You should post something on like the FTL VBS because I know that they follow that. And if you wanted to try and get involved in the discussion about it, that'd be a good way to do it.
On the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. Aleko, appreciate your call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So big marijuana civil disobedience event today. It was a 420 celebration. It's going on a daily basis now here in Keene. And it just keeps getting bigger. I can't imagine it can get too much bigger, but what do I know, right? I didn't think that. I thought that people were going to, maybe a few people were going to show up today. I thought a lot of people were going to chicken out because it had been announced for the first time. So the smokeouts have been happening throughout the week, but nobody had announced it publicly until last night when we announced this one that happened today. And so I figured, well, that's probably going to result in people staying home. And that's going to hurt the turnout. Who knows what will happen? Turns out that more than three times as many people showed up today as compared to yesterday. So I was completely blown away by the amount of participation. But constantly, cannabis consumers are being maligned as being lazy and shiftless and useless to society. And
I know what you're talking about now.
There was a great little example of how wrong those people are today. At one point during the 45 minutes or so that we were out there, somebody broke down in one of the turn lanes. Now, this is a central square right in the middle of Keene. That's a very large intersection, different cars going different directions all over the place. And so at the stoplight, one guy had broken down. There are two cops standing. One of them's in his car, the other one's standing outside of Central Square, right across from where this guy broke down. You can hear on the radio traffic where one of the cops says to his boss, he asks permission to leave the circle and go and deal with something that actually is obstructing traffic and something that he should be dealing with as
something
as
obstructing traffic other than them because they were obstructing traffic.
Yeah.
Yes.
He asks his supervisors. By the time he's still doing his radio thing between him and his supervisors, four or five, maybe more than that, of the folks that were hanging out at the 420 celebration got behind this guy's SUV and pushed. They moved this thing fast, man. There were a bunch of people there to help out with this. They acted. They did something for their community right out there in front of everybody else. And it's clear that these people, a lot of them are upstanding individuals. They're people that you can trust. They're people that that are, like you said, Mark, your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your family members, your coworkers. They helped this guy out. The cops were just standing around, what do we do? Boss, can we go over there? They got it done while the cops just stood around. 800-259-9231 was a great example of people reaching out and helping out their fellow man. Free Talk Live, more coming up here.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
We're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can see our Facebook profile by going to facebook.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to it. And you can become a fan. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Let me tell you about the vitamin and antioxidant that I've been taking here recently. It's called Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex. It is, as I said, a vitamin and an antioxidant all combined into one. It contains goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. And these fruits are considered by many experts to be the most nutrient-rich fruits the world has to offer. You can try it out for a week by calling 800-219-8874. They'll send you a free week. All you have to do is pay a little bit for shipping and handling and get it to you. It's 800-219-8874. It's called Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So just a little bit more discussion here on the amazing activist event that happened today here in Keene. More, I'm sure, video is going to be available eventually at freekeene.com. It's not been posted quite yet. These things do sometimes take a little bit of time. But there were about 100 people that came out today, and they joined in a 420 celebration. I don't know how many of the 100 actually participated in consuming cannabis, but it was being consumed. That I am certain of. I did know that. And
well, there's bound to be somebody in that crowd doing that, even if it's mostly decoys or dummies or whatever. Who knows?
Yep. So it was just wonderful.
And for certain, there were some that were real, though.
It's going to continue. In fact, it's going to be an everyday thing, apparently. For how long that will go for how long people will continue to turn out in mass, I don't know. But it's nonetheless been pretty exciting so far, seeing that many regular people coming out to an activism opportunity. It was great.
So, Dale, you were telling me during the break that there is sort of fake marijuana out there on the internet, right? It smells like, it looks like, but it doesn't have any THC in it. Isn't that correct?
I've heard of that.
Yeah. I don't know how much it smells or looks like it. I've heard that it looks like something in the advertisements, and then you get something else entirely
a bag of oregano.
Yeah, when they actually deliver it. So I've never actually ordered any of that stuff. I have no actual real experience with it. But maybe you have. Maybe you can tell us at 800-259-9231. So, Mark, why weren't you there today? You were pretty excited about it last night. We were talking about maybe rolling up a Joker cigarette and going out there and, essentially operating as decoys for the police. And you seem like you were pretty jazzed up about it, and then today, what happened?
Well, I
Laura cracked the whip over you or something?
That's very nice. You know that I would not be out there smoking real marijuana because that's, I don't do that. My wife, I made that arrangement with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I did do is the politician that introduced the decriminalization of marijuana thing here in town, I wanted to talk to him about this protest and see what he thought. And he was of the opinion that it is detrimental to his goals in order to this protest. And I don't know whether I think that's true or not. I think that historically the fact is that usually there seems to be a sort of a two-prong thing going on in history, that there are people working outside of the system, people working inside of the system, and that's what makes sort of legislation.
Significant change, yeah.
Right, it seems to. However, at the same time, the guy didn't want it to happen, so I wasn't going to go.
So you decided to cancel your plans to attend because of what a politician said.
He's not a politician, actually.
Oh, that's true. He would be very upset.
Citizen.
He would be very upset at me if he probably is listening to this.
I'm sure he is. But I, out of respect for the guy who introduced this legislation that I feel is great. I mean, do you agree? It's great legislation that they're trying, that they're making an effort.
Well, I appreciate what Fred did, and as far as Fred Parcells is who we're talking about here in Keene. And if you've been at freekeene.com and read the comments, you've certainly encountered him. But I think that it's great what he did, that he got the discussion started.
Mm-hmm.
That I appreciate. I appreciate that he's a former cop who's come to the conclusion that that drug decriminalization is a solution, whereas the drug war is just something that just keeps hurting people. And I think he's come to those conclusions, and I think that's valuable. So I think that he's made those choices correctly, and that's great. But as far as the proposal, not very impressive. The proposal was that, well, decrim in his mind is not arresting on a first-time offense, but a significant fine. That's what I understand from the articles that were written about the proposal. For me, that's not real decriminalization. That's just a joke. I think
it's a reduction in harm.
But that's what's happening now. People are getting a fine. Okay, they may be arrested, taken down to the Keene Police Department, and processed out, and not actually held in a jail cell overnight. But they are getting fined when they go into the courtroom for this. And the fines are already significant. So I didn't really see that as being anything more than just avoiding an arrest and just handing someone a ticket. I mean, I guess you're right to that extent, Mark. It is decrim. It's the most incremental baby step decrim I've ever heard of.
I'll take it.
There's no reason why, if the points you're making are valid. And they are. What Fred would say about it is, fairly valid to say. Like, hey, he was a cop. This didn't work. It doesn't make sense to hurt people like this. So stop hurting them with a $420 fine. Yes, that's the fine for marijuana here in Keene. It's
currently
like a big tongue-in-cheek joke, apparently.
I think that might be. Is there a range and that's the lowest fine after they apply the penalty?
I don't know.
Is there a fine on the fine?
Right. That includes the penalty
fee. Processing charge or something?
Right. Once you get fined, they have a 20% fee that goes on top of the fine here. And
that 20% plus the lowest fine adds up to $420, ironically enough.
Right. So no, that's not. Look, if your points are valid about decriminalization and why putting peaceful people in jail is wrong, and that if there's no victim, there's no crime, and all of those points, and those points are absolutely valid, then there's no reason why whoever it is that's pushing from the political standpoint for decriminalization shouldn't be pushing for the real deal.
I completely agree with you, and I think those are the points we should be making.
And this is one of my.
There are no victims. I will say this though: I'm not sure those are the argument. I may not have seen all of the arguments made, but the arguments I saw made were things like, they're still talking about it like it's a mistake, but it's not serious enough. And I'm like, well, I think it's a little silly to talk about it like it's a mistake, even. But
right, I don't think it's a mistake. For me, consuming cannabis has not been a mistake in my life.
Yeah.
It's been an integral part.
It's really quite a trivial thing. And there's also, and I also heard arguments like on the other side that, well, isn't this going to pave the way for surgeons to be high before they do surgery and everything?
Ludicrous.
I'm like, hold on, they can drink legally. They're not drunk when they're doing surgery.
Right.
Why do people think all of a sudden people are going to engage in behavior that requires tremendous mental faculty and be under the influence
that
of any type of drug?
But before you jump in here, I have a couple of things to say. The fact is, and I believe that this is true, that Fred believes, and I believe also, that you have to propose the legislation that will get the conversation even started. If you just say,
that's
I propose
nonsense.
That we get rid of any legislation that prevents people from smoking marijuana, you're going to be laughed out of the frickin' city hall. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Put on your bee mask and your clown hat and go in there and tell them, look, you know, we need to make
this
marijuana legal.
This is why politics, one of the big reasons why politics sucks.
Politics sucks.
A bunch of
absolutely
mealy-mouthed crap like these wimpy proposals, like this medical marijuana proposal in New Hampshire that has been so difficult to get through.
Sure it
that
has.
Is the weakest, most pathetic marijuana medical marijuana provision you can possibly imagine. It doesn't even allow patients to grow their own plants. It's so bad. It's state-controlled distribution. They'd open up, if it passes, they'd open up a few state-controlled distribution points so all the people with you know, crippling conditions have to get in their cars or have somebody go and pick up the marijuana from this distribution point and bring it back. They can't just tend to a few plants themselves or have a friend tend to the plants for them. This is the kind of crap that these politicos spend time and significant money and effort on attempting to pass, and it still gets shot down. So if you're going to have a debate about decriminalization, why not debate the issue of full decriminalization? That's what is wanted by the people who are in the marijuana community. That's what people want.
That's absolutely isn't that actually a majority viewpoint now, in fact, just overall?
For decrim?
Decrim.
I think medical marijuana is certainly a majority. I don't know if decrim is actually...
I thought it had actually reached a majority.
It probably is a majority by a certain age group.
Yeah, under 35, you better believe it.
Something like that, yeah.
So... put it on the table, the idea of decriminalization. It's not radical to say stop putting peaceful people in jail cells. It's not radical to say that peaceful people who haven't harmed others should not have their money extracted from them. That's not radical ideas at all.
Even in the most, if you define radical as based on mainstream viewpoint, which I think is largely how it's looked at, is the mainstream viewpoint. If you veer from that tremendously, that's considered a radical viewpoint. So even from that, I think that, you know, the culture's changing. It's time now.
We're going to get back to this. I want to give away a Totisac. We've been talking about the Totisac. It is 100% recycled, so strong, going to allow you to carry grocery bags back from the car easier than you've ever done it. You can probably bring them all in at once. It's an amazing device. I've been using it here at home.
Used mine today. It's the most amazing device that you never knew you needed.
We want you to get yourself a 2-pack. Dial in right now at 603-435-1105. Totisac.com is the website. 603-435-1105. Caller 2, you win a 2-pack of the Totisac.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.